When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Every now and again, the world just gives you a gift. And about 10 minutes before we came on air, the Brisbane Lions, God love them, have announced that they are unveiling a debutante this weekend.
Nice.
He's a Category B rookie, secured by the footy. He was a rugby player, born in Papua New Guinea. He's played his junior footy for Sherwood Magpies and the Maryborough Bears, but grew up playing a rugby league. Grew up in Cairns before moving to Burham Heads and finally landing in Brisbane in 2016. They've been keeping an eye on this bloke, and they are unveiling him. I can't tell you how heavy he is because we're not allowed to know that these days, but he's 185 centimetres. He is a midfielder. He's 23 years old. He can go inside. He can go out. He can go forward. He can go back. His name, however, is the key. Their name is the key, and this is the gift. His name is Bruce. Bruce Revel. I mean, it is just one of the all-time great names. Bruce.
If you were guessing, what weight division is he coming in at?
Good question. I think that he's going to be a solidly put together 185 centimetre operator.
Right, so it's not...
powerful.
Right.
Well, he's a Papua New Guinea origin. He's got the wild hair, and he just looks like an athlete. Like the photo of him on the Brisbane Lions website makes him an automatic favourite of football fans all over the world.
Right.
Yes.
But the fact that his name is Bruce, we have a lot to thank his mother and father for, because we've said this on many, many occasions. There is a dearth of Bruces and Erics in Australia right now.
Eric, you included Eric as well.
Right, isn't it?
Right.
On the podium of Australian, long forgotten and underutilised Australian Christian names.
Yep.
Eric and Bruce are right amongst them. So the Brisbane are doing the right thing by Australia. They now have an Eric, and they now have a Bruce.
See, again, you've probably gone a little too far.
They are single-handedly reviving a couple of great Australian traditions.
Yes.
The Brisbane Lions.
G'day, Australia.
I don't know what the third name would be, but it does. So, Bruce Revel, we're very excited about this.
Yes. We are. And come to think of it, in more recent times, now I'm talking the last 20 years, outside of, and if we want to throw commentators in there, Bruce McAvaney.
No, we don't.
Well,
we're going to have two categories.
Well, who else? In the last 20 years in the AFL, who's the
commentators,
most...
Bruce Matthews, Narra.
No, who's the from the AFL
Bruce Eva.
Players, who's the most significant Bruce to grace the field?
Well, let's throw it wide open. 1-300-736-736, 0433-98-1116. We're going to do two categories here because
Bruce is very important to me.
There is one absolute standout who will sit atop the tree and there'll be no debate about
Bruce Dool.
Correct.
Of course.
He'll be numero uno.
But Andy, if you're going to include other sports...
Well, we're going to have two categories, Keith.
Okay.
If you let me finish, we're going to do footy and sport. So we're going to have the footy-only category, the top five Bruces ever to play footy.
Right.
And then the top five Bruces to play sport other than footy. Hit us up. Who are they? And maybe this is where you're going to get your winner from the golf box hole-in-one Thursday gift.
Keith, somebody we need a Keith as well.
Well, there you go. So machine. Keith, that's the other one. So who's in charge of the Brisbane Lions recruiting? Who's in charge? Swanee's in charge of the L operation. Fags is doing the whole. Dan Daly's up there. Don Ambrosio. So that is your challenge, Brisbane. If you can get a Keith onto your list while you have got Bruce Revel and Eric Hipwood, I am buying a membership. I am buying a full membership for your football club. Get a Keith.
There
wouldn't be. Is there a Keith on AFL list anywhere at the moment? I don't think there is.
There'd have to be.
Don't be silly.
Mm.
No, not Alex Keith. It's got to be Keith something. It's got to be a Christian name, Keith. Mm. But there's the big three. Keith.
Lockie Keith?
No. There's your big three. Keith. Eric, and Bruce.
Oh, yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Brad, Bruce is, Andy, very special to me.
Why is
and
that?
This is someone, because everyone asks you, why did you wear number 10? Is a common question that I've been asked throughout the course of my career.
And the reason. Self-insertion into
I said that it's special for me, a Bruce, because when I was growing up back in 75, 76, I'm like 9, 10 years of age, Bruce Case played for the Melbourne Tigers, an American player that came out here. And the reason that I fell in love with him, one, he was a very good player.
Correct.
But he had these patches of white hair in his head. So he had brown hair, but he had these couple of little patches, which was...
Like Pat Rafter.
Yes.
Like Pat Rafter had like that little white patch.
Correct, like a patch there.
Yeah, right.
And I started to go grey very, very early on in the piece. So I thought, well, I like the hair. The hair stuck out to me because I thought there was a common thing that I was having to deal with.
Yeah.
And I said, yep, Brucey Case is my man, and he wore number 10, so I'm wearing number 10.
And how well did you get to know B. Case?
Yeah, very well. Yeah, I was very young. Him and his...
Did you have a brother called Suit?
I'm glad you like it.
Bruce
Nankervis.
You,
I'm laughing at the stupidity
Well, of course, sometimes, you know, that's, you know, the best stuff. Nankervis goes in the list, of course. So 1-300-736-736, 0433-98-11-16.
Apparently, Eddie.
Standout Bruces, either all sport or footy. I'll chuck a Bruce in for all sport. Mm-hmm. And one of my favourites, Bruce Gitte.
Oh, yeah, he's come up.
Powerhouse goal striker, goal scorer for the Adelaide. Oh, goal scorer for the Adelaide United.
And that's come off
wonderful
the temper text machine.
Nice.
A bit here. And Bruce Reid.
Yeah, well, he's going to be right in the mix.
Got to be right up there.
What about Bruce Bolden?
Bruce Bolden.
Thank you.
Well done by you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very nicely done.
So Dool and Nankervis. There's two other Bruces I can think of straight ahead, but hopefully we're going to get some callers on this.
What about Bruce Lee?
Well, yeah, martial arts. Yeah, I suppose that's...
That's got to go in there, doesn't it? He's got to be in the top five.
Sport? Did he ever compete? Like,
wasn't he the karate?
Yeah, but did we only know him as an actor?
Well, I think he got there because he was
in some local karate club.
Karate?
Yeah, there's plenty of blokes out there doing jiu-jitsu and stuff in the local suburbs. They're hardly going to be now. Best of all time,
are they? You're underselling Bruce Lee a little.
No, I'm just asking you whether he ever competed.
I don't know.
He probably competed at a couple of Olympic games and stuff. Was karate ever in the Olympics?
Nah, judo maybe. I don't know. I don't know whether karate is
an Olympic sport.
I don't know. It's not.
Well,
is it?
Somebody needs to hit us up with
this
sport.
No, it's not an Olympic sport.
Somebody needs to hit us up. He clearly is a great karate aficionado.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody needs to hit us up with, was he just, and we might have to have an entertainment category as well. Because
Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen. Bruce
Hornsby.
Bruce, thank you. I forgot his name.
Bruce Hornsby.
Bruce McAvaney would sit into that category.
Very
quite
nice.
Nicely. So maybe we have to have a third category. All time. Bruce Willis. Been some strong Bruces in the acting caper.
A lot of people.
I said Bruce Willis, and it's like you don't even know who that is.
Bruce Willis, of course.
Well, why didn't you give me some recognition for
that? I was trying to get
just looked at me like I was like you're a zombie.
No, I'm going. Bruce
Jenner. Like your brain had been. Well, we don't know how to mention that name anymore.
No,
because he doesn't exist anymore.
But you're talking about when he was.
I don't think.
When he's winning medals and.
Yeah, but that person doesn't exist anymore. I think there's a name for that.
No, I understand, and we're being respectful, but it's just
I understand what you're doing, but I'm just trying to educate you on this.
Okay, I wasn't aware that.
No, there is a thing.
No, I thought, but because when the deeds were done and he's putting gold medals and setting records.
Maybe I could be wrong, but I don't want to be all wokey about this, but I think that's how it works.
Karate is an Olympics.
It's in the Olympics.
So is judo.
Well, did Bruce Lee ever compete in the Olympics is what I need to know.
Karate's in there?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
It is definitely in the Olympics, karate.
I know, it's judo. Judo. Judo.
Yeah, that's it.
Judo.
It is judo. Where are you going?
No, but I know it's judo, but I don't know what the... I actually don't know what the karate... I can't recall seeing. Maybe I'm confusing it.
You've been to five of them. No, surely you would have bumped into a karate champion at some stage of the Olympics.
This is highly ignorant of me, but I probably assumed it was more the judo.
I honestly didn't know karate was in the Olympics. I'm with you.
Mm.
I had no idea.
Yeah, but you haven't been to five of them. I should have known.
Well, that's okay. You don't have to kick me in the head just on the way through.
No, I'm just saying. It's more of an indictment on me.
I know I've never been to one as a competitor.
No, but I'm just saying it's more an indictment on me not to have known that than it is on you. I'm trying to just...
I've been to five Olympics.
No, that's not... See, why do you got to turn it around like
anyway,
that?
La-di-da. Thank you. Yep. You're an ostrich and ooh-la-di-da. You got two of them in the first segment.
No.
Anyway, well done, Bruce. Revel. We are on board now. Pete's in Doreen. And despite that, he's able to give us a call and tell us about Bruce Lee's background. Now, Pete.
Because there's bad reception in Doreen.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I thought so.
Hey, Pete, good afternoon and welcome. And thank you for putting your other activities to one side for a second.
You're right. Bruce Lee was, he was Kung Fu background and started his own style called Jeet Kune Do. And back in the 50s and stuff, he actually did some tournament, real-life tournament fighting against other people.
Okay.
No tournament. He just had demonstrations as such.
Mm-hmm.
And karate was a demonstration sport last year.
That's why.
He's in. No, Pete, he's in. Well, karate. Bruce Lee's qualified.
And he's just explained, Michael's just explained, was it Michael?
No, Pete.
Pete's just explained why we may not have been familiar with it. It was a demonstration sport last.
Thank you very much.
So maybe it hasn't been in there. So maybe we're not as foolish.
Back to it, Pete, and all the very best with the rest of your
Bruce
activities.
Bruce Bowen, remember Bruce Bowen, San Antonio Spurs?
Never heard of him.
Yes, you have. Then went into commentating. Yes, you would have. Knocked down the three ball. Defensive guru.
Oh, yeah.
You would have known him. 100% you would have.
Never heard of him.
You have so.
I'm telling you, I've never heard of him.
No, you're just misplacing him.
Just had an excellent call, a text message. It should go into the runningforthegolfbox.com.au giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of Bruce's. One I did have on the list, the other one I haven't. And hopefully somebody will tell us, get those names out before I have to mention them. Michael is in Essendon. Are we up to Mick? Yeah. Hey, Mick, give us a Bruce. Either footy or sport, please. It needs to be in one of our top fives.
Afternoon, guys. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Michael.
Good.
That's good. I've got a maybe controversial one, but Bruce Jenner.
Well, we did mention him. Him when he was back there. But it's, I don't know how to explain it without being offensive here.
Well, that person doesn't exist anymore.
Well,
no, I just think, I don't know enough about this situation. Mm. I don't want to offend anyone. I know no one's being offensive. I understand that. But I think there's things about people who transition from one person to another. And once they become the new version of themselves.
Even what they did in the past.
I'm not sure. We shouldn't be experts on it because we don't know. We're just trying to be respectful. And maybe no one's being disrespectful. And maybe I'm just carrying on like a pork chop.
Mm.
Well done.
We're not intentionally being disrespectful.
No, I'm intentionally trying to be respectful. Mm. And I might be going a bit over the top. That's all. So I apologise. Please don't get offended, anyone. Mm. We're here for Berwick BMW. Convenient servicing with next day availability. It is the tradies hour for Ace Gutters. Australian made, built to last. More calls on famous Bruces on the other side of this. 25 past three. Some of the most powerful people in football are playing this game. They're sending in text messages to you and I, and they are playing the best Bruces. Maybe not you, but they are me. And they are moved, and two of them are sending through a name that is yet to be mentioned. And by Jiminy, he was an exceptional footballer, went on song.
Mm.
South Australian who came over and played for the Pussycats. It's coming, I believe. Mix in Airport West. Because of Bruce Revel, and we wish him all the very best, going to debut for the Brisbane Lions this
Bruce
week.
Bruce D? Is it D the surname?
Please be quiet. Huh. Mix in Airport West? No. He played for the Saints. The one you're talking about, I think.
Right.
Mix in Airport West. Give us your Bruce, Mick.
Four syllables.
Thank you.
Yep.
G'day, boys.
Five.
Thanks, Casey. I've got two of the same name. Bruce Reed played cricket. Dr. Bruce Reed.
Correct.
That incident.
Yes.
Bruce Abernathy. South Australian footballer, come over and played for the Pies in North Melbourne. And a bloke who used to play for Melbourne, then went assistant coach at Hawthorn, Cameron Bruce.
No, it's got to be first name only, Mick. No, we're not allowing surnames. So it's Christian names only, thank you. But you've got a couple that have, I'm certain, will be in the mix at the end of the when the whips have stopped cracking. Phil is in Ivanhoe, and the number's the semaphore.
And you're going to put forward that you'll announce the top five in the AFL, Bruce.
Well, we will.
Yeah.
I'll do the footy, you do the sport.
You're calculating them. Yeah.
Oh, I'm just not jotting down the nominations as they come through.
Okay.
Phil's in Ivanhoe. Give us a, in honour of Bruce Revel, give us a favourite Bruce, please, Phil.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Good, thank you.
Good.
Got a bit of a Bruce collective going on for you, actually, all coming down from Geelong. First up, we've got Bruce Peak.
Bruce Peak. Was it
Bruce Peak, 1958, 58, 61, played 25 games. It was like you guys on the radio down at 3GL, now K-Rock.
Okay, Bruce Peak, yeah, excellent.
And then we've also got Bruce Nankervis, of course.
Of course, yes.
Three-year-old brothers.
Yep.
Famous Geelong brothers. But the one that you alluded to before, Murray, was a great bloke. And who can forget the 1989 grand final game that he played? Brucey Lindner.
The president. Absolutely. So what a player he was. An enigma. The president, an absolute enigma, could turn a game on its head in 15 minutes. Loved taking on the impossible. Occasionally, to the chagrin of teammates who were in better positions to receive the agate, but there was not a position on a football field where Bruce Lindner did not think he could kick a goal from, nor was there a ball that he did not think he could mark, and no player too tall in front of him to jump over. Magnificent player. You got no idea who he was. Bruce Lindner, the president.
Bruce Lindner, no.
Right. Well, you're talking about me about the other Bruce that I'd never heard of and you couldn't believe it. And he played against Hawthorn in the 1989 grand final. Okay. A game that is supposed to be embedded in your memory as a Hawthorn supporter. Could you name 10 of the Geelong players who played in that game?
Gary Ablett was...
Take it out to you. You've got half 30 seconds before you hit the news. Name 10 players. Don't Google it.
Was Pickers in that?
No.
Liam Pickering?
No.
Andrew Buse?
Yeah, two.
The counsellor, that Damien Burke?
Three.
Burke, was it?
No, was Burke in here? Burke, he played. Yeah, he played. Flanagan.
Paul Couch, didn't he win a Brownlow?
Yes, Couch.
He won a
Couchy.
Bairsto?
Correct.
No, I'm running out now. Brownless? With Billy Brownless? Yeah.
Nice work, Nance. Back to our calls. Tradies out for Ace Gutters. Australian made, built to last, here for Berwick BMW. Get down there on the weekend if you're in the market, not only for a Boomer, but also a Mini. Got a massive Mini range down there. The Mini Cooper has got that many bits and pieces.
Zippy.
Yeah, but things in the car that just make it fun.
Oh, your one that had the electric one, it was the Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, that was the Boomer. No, I'm talking about the Mini Cooper.
Right.
Yeah. Berwick BMW, of course, convenient servicing as well, and next day availability. Mick's in Noble Park. Mickey, we're in honour of Bruce Revel, who's going to debut for the Brisbane Lions this week, and we say we applaud the Brisbane Lions. They've now got an Eric and a Neville and a Bruce.
Well, people,
Neville Revel. Imagine if Bruce has got a brother called Neville. There's another great Australian name that needs to be reprised.
And Kevin.
Kevin's another one.
Kevin.
Neville Revel.
Neville Revel.
Yeah, there you go. It's perfect. Yeah, a bit of David Bowie. Is that one?
Nah.
Oh, you're talking about Rebel.
Yeah.
No, you're not talking about that other song. Mick's in Noble Park. Who you got for us, Mick?
What about the great Bruce Dool?
Well, he's numero uno, mate. He is the king.
Carlton.
He is the global king of Bruces. There's never been a... In fact, there's never been a greater Bruce on planet Earth than Bruce Dool. Never. Name one better.
Bruce Springsteen.
Nah, second.
Bruce Springsteen?
Second behind Bruce Dool.
Well, Bruce Dool.
Can you believe it?
What about Bruce Palmer? Give me a spell. Do not say anything that is going to...
Good afternoon, Bruce Palmer.
Well, he would even acknowledge the fact that it's embarrassing for him to be put alongside Bruce Dool.
It's not embarrassing.
In fact, I've just got a text message from Bruce Springsteen. Saying, tell Gazy to stick a sock in it, will ya? I'm embarrassed that he's putting my name alongside Bruce Dool. Thanks, boss. Brett's in Mernda. How are you, Brett? Give us a Bruce, please.
Yeah, guys. Yeah, the one and only on the Tiger. He's probably the only premiership captain of all time, Bruce Monteith.
Now, 1980 premiership, did that was before interchange, right? So he tossed the coin and then ran straight to the bench. Am I right, Brett?
Yep, him and Darryl Froome played 10 minutes each.
Darryl Froome, my God. Now, also, the other noteworthy thing, in that grand final, correct me if I'm wrong, Monteith, lace-up jumper?
No. not in the grand final.
Ooh.
Bartlett did.
All right.
Jim Jess Bartlett. I'm not sure about. My memory's gone now. It shouldn't.
Yeah, right. It's a long time ago. Yeah. Oh, fantastic player. Keep going, Brett.
And Bruce. Named Bruce. He's probably the only premiership captain named Bruce.
Surely there's got to be one from days long gone by, you would have thought, somewhere. But he's the only one I know of. It's an excellent call, and he's in the mix. Steve's in Sydenham. Give us your Bruce that needs to be honoured today on the day of Bruce's because of Brucey Revel.
I've got one that used to play at St Kilda in the late 70s, early 80s.
Loved him.
Bruce Duperreuzel.
Yes.
Magnificent.
There's been a few nominations for
him. That's the first time his name's been mentioned.
It's coming strong off the temper text machine.
Wonderful moustache. Mm. A bit challenged on top with the hair, but did not let that affect his willingness to grow it out. You know the ones I'm talking about?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Dirk's in South Bank. As if we don't notice. Mm. Dirk's in South Bank.
Has anyone said the cricketer? There's the other cricketer? With Y? Bruce?
No. Mm. No. Wonderful player. And I've not got him on the list.
He's got to be in consideration.
We'll definitely wait for someone to mention his name. Dirk is in South Bank. Good afternoon, Dirty Dirk.
Good afternoon. It's Bruce Stumpy Laird and the late Bruce Yardley.
Oh, that's wonderful nominations.
That's the one I was talking about.
Well, Laird's part of the famous song. Come on, Aussie.
Yes.
Laird's in that song.
What's he doing? Are you sure he's in there?
Oh, maybe not.
I don't think he's in there.
I think Bruce Laird's in there.
I don't think he is.
Is Bruce Laird in the original?
No, I don't think he is.
Maybe one of them.
Nah, I'm not sure.
God, we loved him. He took on like a wee man, but again, that classic Australian late 70s, early 80s moustache. He took on the pace of that West Indian bowling lineup with absolute scant regard for his own safety. Wonderful player. And Brucey Yardley, Roo. Remember his bowl? He had the long run-up as an off-spinner?
Yes.
And he had a big leap in his delivery stride or to start his run-up, Brucey Yardley?
Well, he played 33 tests, 7 one-dayers, and runs scored in tests, 978.
Oh, well done.
On that batting average of almost 20.
Yeah, but he's a bowler.
Yeah, I know. Bowling.
Wonderful fielder, too.
126 wickets at a rate of 31.63.
Average of?
Well, yeah. An average?
Yeah.
He's picking up a wicket, yeah. Pascoe was in the – it was Lenny Pascoe was in the song. The World Series.
Yeah, no, there's a few players in
the song. Yeah, Maxie was in there.
Yeah. Gary Gilman. No, Bruce Laird.
I don't think Laird got
Stumpy
in there.
Stumpy. Something about Stumpy.
Bound like a machine. Pascal's making divots in the green. Marsh is taking wickets. Brooks is clearing pickets. And the Chapel's eyes have got that killer gleam.
Still not there, yeah.
Mr. Walker's playing havoc with the bats. Redpath, it's good to see you back. Laird is making runs.
Yes!
He's chewing gum.
Laird is making runs.
Wilden Willow.
Yes! I told you he was in there.
Baz just came through. Hey, Baz, you're in the running because you were the first one that Laird is making runs.
Thank you. I knew he was in there. That's just got me really up and about. Oh, this has been a good day so far. Bruce Revel and now Laird is in the song. Yes. Hey, just can't go downhill
for me. You're nailing it. You're on fire.
Darren's on the road. Good afternoon, mate.
Hello, lads. How are we?
Very well, thank you.
Good. This is like a reverse raffle. I'm just anxious. My ticket won't come out. I had Bruce Lidman about 15 minutes ago.
Sorry about that.
Oh, geez. Bruce Abernathy.
Fine name. A fine name and a fine player.
But let me come back to Bruce Lidman if I could.
Yes, please.
His middle name's the Cracker. Do you know his middle name?
I do not.
Norman.
Norman. He's ticked two boxes with the one outie.
Norman.
Yes.
Same as my granddad.
Well, Norman.
Bruce Norman Lindner.
There's another one. So Keith should be in there, Kevin, and now Norman.
It wasn't really Norman, though, in Australia. Norm.
But if your name's Norman.
Norm Callow was our neighbour growing up. My grandfather, Reg.
Norman. Now, that would stretch the imagination for Australian sporting superstars named Norman.
Norm.
Norman.
Norm.
Well, yeah. But some actually call them Norm, not Norman.
I know,
Norm.
But if you're calling them Norman, suddenly they're English.
One of the same, are they?
Yeah, Australians are Norms.
Okay. Well, even still, tell me a famous Norm. Normie Goss.
Thank you.
Normie Goss, thank you. Number
Norm,
one, I
Norm
think
Norm Smith.
Was. Norm Smith, of
there
course.
Go. It's pretty big.
Ah, well, they're coming in now, aren't they?
Right, but don't get us, don't go Norm. No, no. Steer clear Normie away from Rowe. Norms. We don't want Norms.
One of the greatest right jabs we saw on television. Yeah,
thank you. We want Bruce's today. Jeff's in Cheltenham. Is there one we've missed yet, Bruce? Jeff?
a couple of decent golfers. One's a good friend of the greatest bull striker that ever lived, Ben Hogan. That was Bruce Devlin.
Oh, Bruce Devlin. Wonderful, yes.
And bloke that, but for... the greatest major winner of all time would have had four majors himself, Bruce Crampton.
Oh, wonderful. Now, Bruce Crampton. Mm. Bruce Crampton was quite a smoker.
Oh. On the course.
We're at the golf one day, and my old man was a pretty good golfer. He took me and my sister, Jane, to the golf. And Bruce Crampton's lining up a putt, really important time.
Not with a dart
tournament.
In his mouth.
No, lining up a putt.
Yeah.
No, he didn't have a dart in his mouth at the time. But we're at the right at the front of the right at the front of the gallery, and crept through legs, and we're only young. And Bruce Crampton's walking straight towards us. There's about 5,000 people around the green. Mm. You could have heard a pin drop. And my stupid sister, as he's opened his mouth and revealed a whole lot of yellow teeth.
Oh no!
Jane's gone, Dad. Why are his teeth so yellow?
Oh no! Did he hear it?
Yes. Oh, everyone heard it.
That's not.
Not on.
It's not on. Not but on, Jane. Young kid. You just. Stating the obvious.
But Bruce Crampton, it's a couple of wonderful nominations. Devlin and Crampton.
Jeff, stay on the line. A good call going into the golfing world. Probably you've won 18 holes of golf for you and a mate with a cart. Get 18 holes of golf for two with drinks and a cart midweek for just $99. Mm. Visit clubmandalay.com.au.
I'll give that Crampton story of mine 1 out of 10, I reckon, for interest levels in entertainment.
No,
value.
It is. No,
but it's just because it was Bruce Crampton, you know.
That's right.
We had a story.
It was entertaining.
No, I wasn't. Thanks.
No, I'm interested in it.
I appreciate you saying it.
Because I can picture myself in that situation and just the awkwardness of it.
Yes.
So it, no, it was worthy of
worth bringing
sharing.
Up. Thank
Absolutely
you.
It was.
See, that's why you're a beautiful man. Anthony's in Moonee Ponds. Good afternoon to you, mate.
G'day, guys. How are you? There
good,
are,
thank you.
That's why I've got an obscure one, but I've combined two great Aussie names. Bruce Neville, the great water skier.
Oh,
Bruce Neville.
Yes, he went back in the old... The
name rings a bell.
The Moomba Masters. There was a whole family of Nevilles who were wonderful water skiers, weren't there, Anthony?
There was a heap of them, yep. And they were married to, I can't remember, they were
Karen.
All married. And,
Karen Neville.
They were superstars. Two great Aussie names, Bruce and Neville.
Yeah, wonderful. It's a great nomination. There was a Karen Neville.
Well, I'm not arguing with you.
A water skier,
mm-hmm.
whether sister or wife, I'm not sure. But if you Google Karen Neville water skiing, mm-hmm. I'm sure something will bob up. 18 minutes to four. This is extraordinary stuff. We're just celebrating the name Bruce, and we'll keep doing it after this. Oh, 13 minutes to four. This has been an exciting afternoon as we've just been celebrating the name Bruce. Oh, it's taken me back, Keith. And well, there's been some wonderful names mentioned. And we're not only focusing on footy, but we're doing all sport
well,
as well.
Well, the global stage in the top five or six, it's
that's not
it's
easy.
Solid, but it's not sort of jumping off the page well, at you.
There's been one that should be in the top five that I don't think has been. You seem to think you mentioned his name at some stage,
I don't believe you did.
Because I would
just think English football.
I would have written it down, and I don't think you mentioned his name
I'm
yet.
I'm pretty sure I did.
I don't think you did.
Well, it's come off the.
Let's see. It may be on its way. Apparently, right. I'm being told by Julian De Stoop. Steve is in Croydon. Steve, we're celebrating the name Bruce because the Brisbane Lions have announced that Bruce Revel will be making his debut on the weekend. Let's get the most famous Bruce's ever to play sport, please, and footy.
Well, it's Bruce Wayne. That was mine, Bruce Wayne from Batman. I thought Bruce Wayne was a good one. That's what I said. So, Julia, so you didn't hear me properly.
Bruce Wayne.
Well, he's a famous Bruce.
Yeah, he is.
But not a real person, of course.
If he had have chosen to play sport, he would have been unstoppable.
Well, you would think so, but he's got to go and put the cape on.
Well,
he's got a
true.
Bit of dressing up to do.
That's true. That's very true. Matt's in Diamond Creek. Matty, give us your nomination, please.
Well, boys, I had two. I had Bruce Andrew, who I think played for the Collingwood Machine back in the 20s and 30s. But, mate, the one that I remember from when I was a kid, and you always wanted to get this guy when you swapped your Scanlon footy cards, Bruce Duperrouzel from St Kilda.
Superb. Hey, Matty, Bruce Andrew, wasn't he the main judge when World of Sport was going and we had the longest kick? Remember we used to have the longest kick?
Like we do on the bounce these days, yeah.
Yeah, but that's when you blokes do it. Yeah. We had players come out and do it. You just guess how far it goes, right?
Yes, I do remember that.
And Bruce Andrew, I think,
they
used to have a few of the guys on the footy panel used to be the judges.
Right.
And I think Bruce Andrew might have been the one that was at the furthest point of the longest kick.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Mm. Ah, slick back Brill Cream hair, the thick rim glasses.
I'll be honest, Andy, I'm not familiar with him.
Oh,
but
I
am familiar with the segment, though.
Thank you very much, because you've pinched it. Adam's in Croydon. Oh, no, you haven't. You've reprised it, and you've given it your own wonderful twist.
So it's really not the same at all.
Not at all. It's wonderfully entertaining.
Thank you.
Adam's in Croydon. Good afternoon, mate.
Hello, boys.
Who you got?
All right, left field, Ken Bruce.
Ken Bruce has gone mad? Ken Bruce, is that one?
Yeah, well, he's not really a sports
person. He's a retailer.
He's a what?
Ken Bruce.
What is it?
Isn't that Ken Bruce's, isn't that the furniture joint?
Oh, retailer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yep. Yeah. Yeah, I thought he was, yeah. Loz,
you know,
that's him.
They sell.
Ken Bruce has gone mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he still around? Still going?
I don't know if the business is still.
I hope so. And I hope he's going well. And people who are employed by them are going well.
Mm.
Loz is in the Laverton. Good afternoon to you, Lozlo.
Afternoon, guys. I've got a quick one for you. Bruce Groveler.
Outstanding.
That's the one.
That has not been mentioned because I would have written it down.
I'm pretty sure. It's very, very common on the temper text machine.
Well, that may be so.
I thought I mentioned it.
No.
But I haven't.
Loz has, and I reckon he's in the top five, Loz. And he'd be in the top five of infamous Bruces in the history of sport
eligible,
as well.
Is he eligible, or is he because...
Well, he was still a wonderful goalkeeper.
No, he was, but...
He ran afoul of the game for a little while with some...
Betting stuff, wasn't
it? Yeah, mischievous sort of activity. Yeah.
No, he's quality keeper.
Oh, no, at his best. He was one of the best in the world, the Zimbabwean and the custodian for Liverpool. Wonderful goalkeeper. Paul's in Kilsyth. Who is it for you, Paul?
G'day, Andy, Gazy.
Yes.
I've got a famous Bruce from the music industry. I don't know if he played sport or not, but from the great band ELO, Don't Bring Me Down. Don't
Bring Me Down! Bruce, who was the...
Bruce who?
Who was the Bruce? What was his... that's a bit loud.
Right.
Who was the Bruce?
Who was his name?
I don't know what his surname was. Yeah, his name was Bruce.
Oh, the lead singer. The bloke with the sort of afro and...
Oh, they all had the big hair.
Glasses
back in
and
the
beard. Yeah, they're a controversial band, ELO.
I, as a youngster...
Pretty controversial.
Now, I understand that some of their songs may not be as well appreciated, but as a youngster...
Oh, no, we were into it.
I was right into
ELO. Yeah, but then we didn't know what they were singing about after the time.
Oh, no.
A couple of their songs are a bit... not sure about that.
Blue Skies, Mr. Blue Skies. Remember that one?
A couple of their songs.
That was a sort of an uplifting type.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm sure it was.
Turn to stone.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm not disagreeing.
Well, not
with
all
you.
On the.
Yeah, thank you. You know what I'm talking about.
On the
about.
Margins.
Thank you.
The other one, they're probably most famous one. No, I'm not sure about it anymore. I'm not Andy. I'm just saying. Very controversial.
Very
in
controversial.
What's going on in the United States?
Well, that's right.
Right now,
I mean, exactly right. It should,
with some of the restrictions that have been put in place to the. No, let's just move on, eh?
It's a women's health issue.
That's right.
Brett's in St Albans. Good afternoon, Brett.
Shag.
Hey, Brett.
Oh, guru. Sorry, I didn't even put two and two together.
Come on, boy.
Sorry, brother.
Turn up. Hey, I've got a very handy cricketer back in the day, Bruce Edgar, former New Zealand cricketer.
Oh, yes. Left-handed.
And also... one, he didn't play sport, but he was head of an organisation that has a real close link to Anzac Day, and that's Bruce Ruxton.
Yeah, no, he's probably not going to get in the top five again. But he was an integral part in the establishing of football and Anzac Day and the relationship that's become such a beautiful and important one. So it's a worthy nomination, Shagnuts, and don't be a stranger. You never will be, and thankfully that won't be the case. Hey, Mickey, you got a nomination for us? We'll get to you after this. We've settled on our top five, Bruce, because of the fantastic news today that the Brisbane Lions are debuting Bruce Revel this weekend. The top five, we settle on this now. Bruce Lee's in.
In.
Bruce Lee's in. So Reed, Grobbelaar, Lee, Crampton, Yardley, the top five Bruces.
Even though you asked me to do the internationals, but no.
I didn't know whether you wanted me to compile them. I've
written them down, but don't worry about it.
I beg your pardon. Do you want to do the top five footballers?
No, not at all.
Bruce Neville's unlucky.
Just sort of ruined the moment.
Bruce Neville's unlucky.
Unlucky. And in footy, I didn't know you were writing them down, Shags. That's my apologies. I didn't know you were doing
you
it.
You gave me an assignment, but...
I didn't know you did. And footy, if you stop whinging about it, undisputed top of the tree, Bruce Dool, Bruce Nankervis, Bruce Monteith, Bruce Abernathy, and Bruce Lindner are the top five.